Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Seven after the hour, and it is another hour for you to contemplate with us what's going on in the world, the things that are going on. We're talking about them all the time, day in and day out, it seems like, week in and week out, year in. That's good, because it keeps our minds active and sharp. I'm Doug Steffen, with an active, sharp mind and a sharp tongue, along with Jennifer Horn, who's here from Los Angeles. I'm on the East Coast, she's on the West Coast. And Victoria is ill today. Let's see. Jay doesn't have any power because there's a tornado blowing there. Yippee. All right. There it is. It takes care of the whole thing.
Another morning. Another Monday.
Another day, another dimension, shall we say. Speaking of dimensions, I think probably nobody in the political world set the tone for me as a young Republican more than Bob Dole. He was maybe Reagan. But Reagan never seemed as approachable, even though friendly, he wasn't ever as approachable for me as Bob Dole was. And most everybody knows that he passed away yesterday. He was 98. And the picture that's in my mind, Jennifer, of him was at the funeral of George Bush, the father, when he came in his wheelchair and he got out of his wheelchair. And he saluted with his left hand because he never had his right hand after he got shot up in World War II. But for me, as a young Republican and a Republican pretty much all the way through until the Republicans became what they are today, and so people say, he's a rhino. I have no qualms about being pleased with my Republican identity as a younger person and into certainly my mid-40s and 50s. And Dole was somebody who, as you look at the tributes, was someone that both sides of the aisle were happy with. They liked him. They worked with him. They respected him. And so that's probably about as much as you need to say. All that has been said has been repeated 100 times. I don't know that I have much, but other than to acknowledge that this guy was involved in one way or another in serving his country for 79 years. That's quite a record. And things that we remember about him doing the Viagra commercial and doing the Pepsi commercial, he became a spokesperson because he was so well-liked that agencies said, okay, here's a guy everybody knows, respects, so they'll pay attention to what he has to say. And he had a great sense of humor. At least I thought he did. Anyway, he's kind of a funny. He always had sort of this wry smile on his face. He was a serious guy, and, you know, you didn't have to, you didn't mess with him, but you had fun with him. A lot of integrity, a lot of honor. And so with all the former presidents, those who knew him well, and Biden had lots to say about him. And you can see the two of them as they were younger working together across the aisle. That was the club in the Senate for how many years. They all got along well. So it's another passing. It is what it is. Every day brings a passing of somebody in our lives, your life personally, my life personally, or the nation's life. So what do you remember? What are your first memories of Bob Dole, Jen?
I voted for him. Okay. I think that was probably, yeah. He was my first vote ever, actually.
Really?
So that was the first election that I voted in, and I proudly voted for Bob Dole. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I think, you know, I always really respected his wife. I respected the relationship that they had together. And I think, like you said, in his later years, that the fact that he stood up out of that chair for George Bush, I thought was amazing. I think it was a testament to to who he was, and he worked as much as he could up until the end. I mean, he was still very vocal in the last election. So
yeah.
I don't know. I admire that. I admire people who keep going, and
yep.
he sure did. So I think he'll definitely be missed. But I'm also, he had a nice long life. 98 is nothing to sneeze at. So
nope.
Good for him.
And the fact that he got shot up as badly as he did in World War II and survived and then lived as long as he did. I think he lost a kidney, if I remember correctly. He lost use of his left, was it right? No, his right arm. He didn't ever really, he walked okay after he had a lot of therapy, but he saved him, I think it was a medic that got shot, and then he got shot. That's, you know, World War II was sadly all about stuff like that. Most war is, but in that circumstance, we were doing something that was important to do. And he was he a lieutenant? I forgot what his rank was. But anyway, not important. Part of what Tom Brokaw called the greatest generation. Isn't that interesting how that has stuck? That book that Brokaw wrote, that was the first time I ever heard that reference to the greatest generation. But my father's generation, the generation that won the war, in essence. That's really their lives were defined, as was Bob Dole's, by the Second World War. And today, we don't have people's lives being defined by that sort of thing. I don't know, maybe it's a good thing. I think, actually, it is a good thing. We don't have, well, we have wars, but there's something about Dole that pretty much everybody liked. There was something, you could find something to like with him. So his passing, we note, at 12 past the hour. Now, on to the parents of that 15-year-old kid who have been arrested after he shot, four students dead, seven others wounded in the Michigan High School.
Two are peaches, aren't they?
Oh, my God. You look at those pictures. Their names are Crumbly, right?
Well, the last name is Crumbly.
Yeah.
Ethan is the shooter. I don't know the other two. I think one of them is Jennifer and the other is James. But what I think is just stunning is all of the stuff that's come out, and that is it was her, it was the mother. I guess on Black Friday, the father buys the gun. Saturday, she takes him out shooting. They brag about it on social media that they're out there shooting. I guess on the day of the shooting, which was Monday, he was in, I guess he got in trouble for searching ammunition. And so she goes, "Don't worry, I'm not mad at you, but you just have to be better about not getting caught." Then he's out there drawing all these terrible, gory images of shooting people and blood and death and can't stop myself. And a teacher sees it. That's when the school calls in the parents. The parents are there the day that he has the gun on him. And right before the shooting, the parents come in. They talk to them. The parents say, "Please keep him in school. We don't want to take him home." And that's when she gets home and must realize that he has the gun. And she sends him a text message, "Please don't do it." But it was already done. He had already done it. He had already killed those kids. And so they're then looked at as accessories to murder, which they should be. This is a 15-year-old who should not have access to that gun. And I think everybody, even me, a Second Amendment person, agrees with that one. And so what do? When they find out they're in trouble, they go on the run. So you leave your kid behind in prison, and then you take off to save yourself.
Narcissistic, egotistical.
Is that crazy?
Moronic. They should go to jail for the rest of their lives, and this kid should never be out loose on his own either. That whole family should be. I have no sympathy. People say, "Well, it's kind of tough on a 15-year-old. You know what? The kid, it doesn't make any difference. For me, age is not a factor in something like this. He does what he does. He gets tried as an adult.
People are crazy, whether he's a kid or not. He's either an evil kid or he is
a
crazy
kid. Face.
And both of those things need to not have him wandering around.
Nope. Done with him and done with them. So, all right. Let's go back to Bob Dole for just a second. I wrestle with myself as to either not talking about it at all or kind of scoffing at the Kevin McCarthy, Ilhan Omar thing back and forth, because they've made it all about them instead of about the service that they're supposed to be providing. And it is beyond despicable in terms of my own view of this. I think they both they're not doing anything that helps their constituents. I see no good coming from any of these sorts of things, and they go on all the time. One wonders how Bob Dole would have, what he thought about it, and how he would have handled a situation like this. Maybe they just wouldn't have existed in his time, which wasn't that long ago. So in a short period of time, these sorts of animosities have been created, and people wouldn't, if these people wouldn't be in office if they, you know, if the constituency didn't want to vote him, they wouldn't want to vote him in. And so what is there about the constituents that think these people are, you know, the right representatives for them?
The more they do this kind of stuff, the more they become a brand name. Like, I think of my congressman who's Adam Schiff. And I wonder to myself all the time, why do people keep electing him? He does nothing. All he does is just spout out about Trump and all these. Yeah, he's lied about stuff.
Waste
I mean, all he does. Right.
It's a waste of time.
And so I think, why in the world does he keep winning? You know, what has he done? He doesn't even live in the district. What is he doing? Yeah. But I think the more they engage in all this junk, they become brand names because they get covered on the news. And so then people just know the name Ilhan Omar or Adam Schiff or Lauren Boebert or whoever. And then they just keep voting for those people.
Yeah. Useless. All right. CNN is fired. Speaking of useless, Chris Cuomo, he was suspended last week and now they just fired a guy.
I guess that's because there were some allegations of abuse against a woman that they uncovered while they were investigating him. Yeah, I don't know if he would have been back or not. My gut instinct is that he probably would have been back from CNN.
Yeah.
But I guess as they were going through stuff, there was like a Me Too allegation against Chris.
All right, that's the end of that.
Where does he go to work after abusing sources?
He becomes a lawyer and he owns his own shop. That's it. That's
maybe
his only. Yeah, he's a lawyer. All right, are you ready to explore again the way to keep yourself fit as a fiddle during the holidays? You've been exploring some things. I actually went online with a friend of mine to look up Calitrin over the weekend to see what sort of thing. And, you know, you'd think after all these years, 5 years I've been a spokesperson for Calitrin, you'd have thought after all this time, maybe I might have gone looking, but I don't normally do that. I don't go out and look. I just, in this circumstance, I base it on my own experience and what people tell me who have had success stories, and I've certainly had plenty of those to talk about with you over the years. Check it out yourself. Go online to toploss.com and see the story of all the people who've been so successful losing weight the natural way and keeping it off the natural way. Check it out at toploss.com. When you buy the product, use the DJV code for the best specials and no shipping charges.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge Muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/award.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Trending time now, 23 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn here for this Monday, December the 6th. And in the trending column is an interesting story about Adele and her Instagram account. So we'll account for that Instagram story right after this.
My online sales are through the roof. Now I need to get these orders out the door.
It's possible with Staples Connect. Staples Connect has you covered with custom packing materials, shipping supplies, and services for your business and holiday shipping. Now buy two, get one free on select premium shipping supplies. Plus get 25% off UPS Express shipping services. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Supplies offer ends 12/19/21. UPS offer ends 1/1/22. In store only. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlique works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
All right, so here we are, Jen, with a story about Adele, who is one of, if can we arguably say she's the most popular singer in the world, you think, at this point in time?
I think she's definitely up there. If she's not the most popular, yes, she's definitely up on that list.
Well, she's getting a lot of media attention, for sure. Not necessarily, well, yeah, on social media as well. Her team, she has, as with most of the people that are of that stature, people working, a manager and a lawyer and an office person, you know, whoever schedules her time.
Branding, marketing,
yeah. Yeah, right. So anyway, she was on a YouTube show. I don't know. You'll have to help me with this. If Victoria were here, she could, because about makeup. It's called Nikki Tutorials. Do you ever see that?
I don't usually watch a lot of YouTube tutorials because I could teach them. Just kidding.
In terms of makeup, you always nicely made up. Yeah, I think it's probably
true. This is really popular, and Nikki DeJager is somebody who does a ton of tutorials on YouTube and is widely followed. So obviously, you'd have to be to have Adele come on as your guest.
Well, that's probably it. They decided that it was a cool way. It seems that she's marketing herself now in a lot of different ways, not just the usual way, and being on these things, podcasts like this. This is a video cast, I think, isn't it? Wouldn't you call this a YouTube
podcast? Yeah, it's like a video.
Podcast? Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. So what did she do? She was fiddling around with her Instagram.
Well, Adele
and her staff
was talking about how she was never allowed to have her Instagram passwords before. She said in case she was doing, she was drunk or she was annoying with her posting, she was not allowed to have it for her own protection, apparently. So her team would always post on her behalf. And so she said during the pandemic, everything kind of changed. And she said it kept everyone's morale up and we were all locked away just to get a little crazy on social media. So she had her own password, but after apparently she posted one picture, the very first picture she posted, I guess her social media freedoms were over. She said it's the only picture she ever posted herself, and then they took the password away from her.
What was it? Did you see it?
I don't know, but I have a feeling it must have been one of her skinny pictures, where people, it set the internet on fire when you saw her. So yeah. I don't know exactly which one it was, but apparently she is no longer allowed to post for herself anymore.
All right. Well, that's the way it goes. Derek Jeter is now a father three times over. He and his wife, Hannah, apparently have had their third child. Daughter's name is River Rose. River Rose Jeter. What do you think of that for a name?
River Rose Jeter. I think River is also Kelly Clarkson's daughter's name.
Oh, is it? Okay, so that's become popular. So he's got two other children. One's four, one's two, and this one, he's in the Baseball Hall of Fame. People remember him as a great baseball player. What do we know about his wife?
He dated Mariah Carey for a while.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's right, too. He did. So what about his wife? Do we know anything about her other than she's his wife? And
other
she's
than
the mother
she's
of three children.
Busy with three
yeah,
kids.
Yeah, that's right. Congratulations. At that age, too. Food for thought. All right, here we are, 28 after on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's tonight's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Myhos. Volvo Cars have invested in the optical imaging technology startup Spectralix through the Volvo Cars Tech Fund, the company's venture capital investment arm. The investment gives Volvo Cars access to promising technology at the early stage of development that could contribute to making car safety and revolutionize the in-car user experience. Spectralix creates imaging and optical system hardware and software. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting two times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Try Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema. It works at and below the skin surface and can be used on almost everybody, like on the dimples of a diva.
Yeah, yeah, roll your bow. Yeah, roll your bow.
Or the shoulders of a chef.
Look, Mom, I made jelly beans on toast.
Steroid-free Eucrisa works at and below the skin surface. It blocks PDE4 enzymes, which is believed to reduce inflammation, even on the wrist of a rebel.
What did you do to your hair?
What? The specific way Eucrisa works is not well-defined. Prescription Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema is for topical use only in ages 3 months and up. Do not use if you are allergic to Eucrisa, Crisaboral Ointment 2%, or its ingredients. Allergic reactions, including hives, itching, swelling, and redness, may occur at or near the application site. The most common side effect is application site pain, such as burning or stinging.
Come on, moms and dads. Check out Eucrisa.com and ask your doctor.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Biden administration is reportedly going to announce a diplomatic boycott of the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics. CNN's reporting that no U.S. government officials will attend the Beijing Games. It's a move that would send a global message to China from the U.S. while not preventing American athletes from competing in the Games. Longtime Republican U.S. Senator Bob Dole has died. Here's USA Radio's Jeremy Scott.
Dole was President Gerald Ford's vice presidential nominee in 1976, and 20 years later clinched the Republican nomination for the presidency, was defeated by incumbent Bill Clinton.
I've never been prouder in my life than to have been the Republican nominee for President of the United States.
Dole's family says he passed away in his sleep at the age of 98. This is USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Former HUD Secretary and brain surgeon Ben Carson was on Newsmax over the weekend. He says although COVID-19 variants will be around for years, Americans cannot punish countries for being transparent.
Well, you know, that is a sad situation because that's going to encourage other nations to hide things rather than to be forthright. And, you know, if you're going to be requiring people to have a negative test before they come into the country, that should apply to South Africa, too. They shouldn't have to have extra measures. And, you know, when it comes to the seriousness of what we're doing, I think American people are more observant than many in the government think they are. They're watching what's going on. They're seeing all the inconsistencies. They're seeing the lack of concern about people coming across our southern border, and yet this magnified concern about people who are flying in here. None of that makes sense. And when it comes to natural immunity, you know, a few weeks ago, CDC admitted that they didn't have data on natural immunity. Why don't they have data on natural immunity? Because they're not collecting it. Why aren't they collecting it? I guess because they don't want to know the result. But, you know, real science, you would look at everything and you would take all the avenues that are available to us and you wouldn't be making mandates to individuals. You would be saying, we have the best medical system in the world. We want you to have this information and we want you to discuss it with your healthcare professional.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Four after the hour now on the DJV program. Doug with Jennifer, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn here trying to stay on track with the many different things that are going on. Events of the day, people, Bob Dole, certainly in my thoughts. Again, I think he gets treated. It'd be interesting to see how this plays out in the next few days, Jennifer. Even though he never was president, he ran against Clinton. And they had great respect for one another. And I think he'll be treated as a former president. I think you'll see at the funeral all the former presidents around, that sort of thing. And the attention that is warranted for him under the circumstances. Here's a sort of interesting encapsulation of him, about him and his life.
The recipient of two Purple Hearts, a Bronze Star with a V for Valor, and the Congressional Medal of Honor, Bob Dole leaves behind a record of public service few can match.
Soldier, statesman, and patriot.
2 weeks before the end of World War II, he was so seriously wounded by machine gun fire, he wasn't expected to survive. But after many years and several surgeries, he continued to serve in Kansas state government, then the House in 1961, and finally the U.S. Senate for 27 years. After unsuccessful tries in 1980 and 1988, Bob Dole was the Republican candidate for U.S. President in 1996.
I accept your nomination to lead our party once again to the presidency of the United States.
However, he wouldn't let the defeat define who he was. Instead of fading from public view, he let his sense of humor and way with people one-on-one be the Bob Dole that people remember.
Yeah, I think you need a sense of humor.
Hi, Robert J. Dole.
A true American hero, Senator Bob Dole.
Wasn't he on Saturday Night Live a lot?
Yeah, that's what you heard, yep.
Yeah, right. Bob Dole. So he's someone that we can be pretty proud of as far as how he served the country and how we feel about him, universally speaking. Back to the realities of the day and the trial of Kim Potter. Do you remember her, Jennifer? Kim Potter?
Remind me that. That name sounds familiar.
She was the police officer, the woman in Minnesota.
Right.
Who drew her handgun by mistake when she shot that motorist.
Yep.
Was his name? Was Duarte, I forget. Wright was his last name.
Right, yeah.
It was back in April, and so she's on trial now. It'll be interesting to see. The opening statements will be made today. I kind of feel sorry for her. I right or wrong?
No, I feel sorry for her, too.
Yeah.
This was not, you know, they always like to pose these things as the cops out there hunting for black people, and this was just, I don't think this was the case at all. But apparently a guy was arrested because the judge was getting harassed in this trial.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There was a group protesting Judge Regina Chu last month for her decision to ban cameras inside the courtroom during the trial, and they rallied outside of an apartment building in Minneapolis where they believed that the judge lived, according to court documents. And so one of the people arrested, Cortez Rice, was among the protesters and went inside the building, I guess, while others remained outside. He made his way to the 12th floor. He live-streamed his actions on YouTube, according to the complaint. He said, and you could see him say, I think this is her crib right here, according to the complaint. He walked down to the lobby where other protesters asked if the building was the right location, and he said, yeah, that's her window. He was heard yelling to her, we demand transparency. We'd hate to get you kicked out of your apartment. And so the judge spoke with investigators and said she believed she was the target of Rice and the other protesters, and it was her belief the intention was to intimidate her and to interfere with the judicial process. So this guy was arrested for it.
Yeah, well, as well he should have been. The other thing, there's so many different things going on this morning to catch up on. One of them is COVID and Omicron and Delta. Well, Delta, you don't hear any boo about Delta anymore. It's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember, I think yesterday morning, I opened up my online local newspaper. Three people here supposedly have Omicron. There are more showing up. And there's a lot of data coming from South Africa that suggests that this variant spreads quickly, but then how sick? You don't get that. It's a cold. That's really what it is. So for the news media, what do you think? And I asked this rhetorically of if Jay were here. Jay's lost power because the tornado is blowing through where she lives down in Nashville in central Tennessee, and Victoria's got a really bad sore throat or something. So anyway, it's you and me talking about these things. And the question, if I had Jay here to ask, is whether or not you're worried about the Delta variant, and is there too much publicity? Is there
Omicron,
too much stirring the pot? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, of Omicron. Yeah, it isn't. It's not serious. It's not a big deal. And do you have immunity if you've had the Delta variant or the first whatever 19, whatever it was the first time around? Are you going to be protected? And so some people say yes, some people say no. There are a lot of questions about it, and so are we going to be worried? Are we going to get all worked up because the news media is wanting to have another fear-based story to chase people around with? So the initial assessment, Jennifer, supposedly not peer-reviewed yet. So, yeah, I think there's a lot more. I think there's a lot. The peer review process, doctors say, oh, yeah, I think it's a lot of nonsense a lot of the time. Anyway, so are you worried? Do you have people in your family, your friends, that are worried about getting Omicron, or is it just another day at the office?
Well, I don't think that anybody wants to see anybody get sick. I certainly don't. I don't want to see anybody get sick. But I also think that people are tired right now. It's a lot. I think it's been so overcooked and so overplayed, and there's so much government involvement in our lives that I think people are like, okay, guys, enough. We can't, like, let's just take this as it comes. And this is kind of what I've been saying for a while to you, Dougie, is that we need to focus. People are going to get sick. Whether they've got the vaccine or they don't have the vaccine, people are still going to get sick. And so we need to focus on therapeutics, what to do with those people who are getting sick. How do we keep them out of the hospital? How do we keep it from advancing? How do we shut it down? And because this is not going away, it's going to continue. No. It's going to be here for a while, you know?
Yep.
And so what,
like
we can't SARS just all was. Climb into a hole. Right.
No. And regular flu, this is just another flu. So take precautions. Make sure you're doing the things that are smart, but you have to decide what's best for you. It isn't that somebody says you have to get a shot. You probably are smarter to get a shot than not, but then do other things to protect yourself. Ken Kronhaus called me last night. Ken is one of the doctors associated with the DJV program. He's a cardiologist down in Florida, and he was at an event on Saturday. Well, actually, I guess his office, he has office hours like around the clock. So his office was open on Saturday, mm-hmm. and somebody came in and told him the story. If I have the story, I'm trying to paraphrase his words when he called me last night. Would you believe? And the essence of the story is, I'm going to have him on the DJV Health Show this coming weekend. The essence of the story is that somebody came into his office with COVID. And his six members of his staff got sick, and six members didn't. And then they went out to, there was some event anyway, and the people who got sick, the bottom line of the story, people who got sick were the ones who had the shot, and the people who didn't get sick didn't have a shot. So you hear the other way around pretty frequently. Ken's a big supporter of shots.
It's so frustrating because you hear it all the time, you know.
It really is frustrating. Yeah,
you just don't know is the point.
Nope.
And they're saying the Omicron, this variant, this new variant, is not really being helped much by the current vaccine. So,
That was interesting.
The current vaccine doesn't help much.
A lot of the speculation over the weekend, there are a number of governorships that are opening up for the 2022 election. One of them is here in Massachusetts, where Charlie Baker has been twice the governor. He's a Republican, is not running. So apparently Marty Walsh, you remember that name? He was the mayor of Boston. He had been a very successful labor lawyer, so he was made Secretary of Labor. He doesn't like the job. He doesn't like being in Washington. He's sorry he took the job, apparently. And so now he's going to run for governor here in Massachusetts, and I'll bet he's got quite a political machine. He has lots of name recognition. He's kind of a good moderate, and I think he might have a serious chance. And then there's Senator David Perdue, who was a senator in Georgia who wants to run for governor there. So what's wrong with Brian Kemp? Is he out of terms? What's the story?
No, Brian Kemp is getting primaried by David Perdue. David Perdue is going to be Trump-backed, I think, and Brian Kemp is not. Clearly, after everything that went on in Georgia. So he's got a serious primary challenge, for sure.
He's the son of that, or cousin, I guess, of Sonny Perdue, that flat-footed moron who was the Secretary of Agriculture during the Trump years. Really bad administrator, bad results, bad. He's just bad. Now, do you paint his cousin with the same just because his name is the same? Perdue's a big name because of the chicken family, and Sonny Perdue's not related to them, even though it's a common southern name. I guess Virginia, Georgia. Do you know that for a fact? Perdue sounds like a
fairy. I don't know. Yeah. No, I don't know about the name, but
what
do
you
know
about
that
David Perdue?
He was a senator for a while in Georgia.
Yeah, but what kind of a senator? Was he good, bad? How would you?
Yeah, no,
him?
I think he was a good senator. I think he was solid. He's the one that got beaten by John Ossoff in January. So there was those two. It was the two special elections, and everything came down to the election in January, and he lost. A lot of that was the new voting. I guess the new. They didn't do a lot of checks, and they had a lot of voter registrations from Stacey Abrams and others who had kind of big power players that had come into Georgia during that election. So he lost. His was a really close election, but he got knocked out. So now he's on to governor.
On to something else. So they can't do it.
Yeah.
It's interesting how you get politics in your blood and it just stays, keeps.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's just
looking for your next office. Yep.
Yeah, right. Jeffrey Clark and Gar Keith Hardin. Here are just the latest two who have been victims of unjust murder prosecutions. During the 1990s, a jailhouse informant made up a story about them, confessing to him. The police didn't pursue any other leads after that. They said, these guys, look at this guy. One of them told him, and it comes out that the jailhouse informant, who was in jail, that's the jailhouse informant, was lying. And these two were convicted, and they were both in their early 20s at the time. Life in prison they were given. They spent 20 years in jail before a lawyer for the Innocent Project was looking into their case. And just happened to suggest to the authorities that they maybe ought to check the DNA in the case, and they found no evidence of either of these two guys having been anywhere near the person who was killed. So here's another example. We've had them almost every day in the past, what, week, 10 days, 2 weeks, where somebody has gone to jail, has been falsely accused, falsely convicted, and how many years of their life have been spent in jail. Incredible. It really is. It's incredible. There's some other people who have, I'm sure there are people who've gotten away with stuff, but there are a lot of different stories that come out of jails. Pretty amazing.
It's
stuff.
Just frustrating because you have so many stories like the one that you just said, and then you've got others where you've got like murderers who are getting let out of prison in LA. And so it doesn't. The overcorrection doesn't make sense, and we just have to do better.
That's for sure. Time for you to cover your poker face right now when it comes to talking about things from MyPillow for Christmas. This is about the people, the company. This is not about anything other than the quality of the MyPillow products. And they've been keeping a close supply chain eye. Does that make sense? An interesting phrase. An eye on the supply chain would be a supply chain eye, right?
An eye on supply.
Eye on supply. Sounds like a radio program. Now it's time for the podcast, Eye on Supply. Anyway, MyPillow has everything in stock. You look at their catalog, which you can get online at MyPillow.com. See all the things that are in there, from blankets to bathrobes to pillows of all sizes, shapes, and forms. They have everything in stock. Everything's made here in America. They can address whatever the issues are and make things quickly to supply the needs of people that are going right to the company at MyPillow.com and ordering their sheets, their slippers, their robes, new cardigan sweaters. All of these are in stock and ready to ship quickly. MyPillow. You can stop there and find all kinds of great things for your family for Christmas. Check it out, MyPillow.com. When you check out, use the big discount code DJV.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour here on the DJV program, a daily occurrence. Victoria Keelan is usually here, but she's out ill today, so it falls on me to be Mr. Tech. Won't that be impressive when I work my way through these stories from Tech Talk, including a focus on our country leading this global initiative to limit surveillance by authoritarian regimes. So the Biden folks have announced a global initiative aimed at preventing authoritarian governments, i.e. the Chinese and the Russians, from using technology for their ill-gotten gains, abuses, etc. The government's working on imported technology, implementing state surveillance networks. The Chinese are the worst. They've used U.S. technology to surveil our citizens here and others elsewhere. It's not just us around the globe. They are the most untrustworthy government on the face of the earth, as far as I'm concerned. And so, but we're kind of willing co-conspirators because we're so silly while we use their technology. There are all those sensitive technologies in the phones and things that you have. And so they've weaponized the phones against anybody that doesn't have things that are good to say about the Chinese and their own dissidents in their own country. So anyway, the request from our government and some others is to license policies that would authorize specific transactions and control which technologies and things are shipped into or out of the country. So this is something that really is
There's a International Trade Administration meeting this week, apparently. They're going to tackle the threat of authoritarianism and the use of technology in getting information. We continue to slam these countries, and you can imagine the Russians and the Chinese aren't going to like this at all. They're banging away at it, saying this is terrible, the United States is bad, and how can they do this, yada, 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 you know. So, and more Chinese foolishness, which makes them less trustworthy than they already are, in my mind. Up next, hackers. Speaking of things and people that are not trustworthy, hacker info right after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
My online sales are through the roof. Now I need to get these orders out the door.
It's possible with Staples Connect. Staples Connect has you covered with custom packing materials, shipping supplies, and services for your business and holiday shipping. Now buy 2, get 1 free on select premium shipping supplies. Plus get 25% off UPS Express shipping services. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Supplies offer ends 12/19/21. UPS offer ends 1/1/22. In store only. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Thankful for having the help of Victoria Keating putting all this info together for us. So here's the hacker story of the day. Apparently, they've accessed personal data of Planned Parenthood patients. Hackers breaching personal information about 400,000 Planned Parenthood patients in the month of October. According to a spokesperson for the organization, hackers gained access to files containing their names and one or more of the following bits of info. Address, insurance info, date of birth, clinical information, the diagnosis, because, you know, a lot of people get up, they Planned Parenthood, they say it's an abortion clinic, but I know my former wife went there to, and I've known a number of women who've gone to Planned Parenthood to have regular physicals and work. So anyway, the point is here that they haven't seen evidence yet that info is being used for fraudulent purposes, but they've warned the people to review all of their statements from their health insurer and health care provider. Ransomware, which is a type of malware which is used usually to financially extort businesses, was installed on the organization's computer system. They said it became aware of this suspicious activity about a month ago, and they took their system offline. So there's another hacker instance. No hackers here. This is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 59 past the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.